I'm going to ask some friends of my wife, and they've become friends of mine, but she's known them all her life, to come on up here, and they're just going to share a little bit of their story, and that's going to kind of introduce and bring us into where we're going to be studying in James today. And so, first off, this is Kim. She grew up with my wife. They've known each other since they were 2 years old, and they've been very good friends for a long, long time. I will not say how long, but both of them actually in the same service were convicted and went down and made a commitment to serve Christ and gave their hearts to Christ when they were in first grade. And so that's been a long time. But really, Kim, during that time, you didn't really have anyone who taught you what Tim was talking about and didn't really disciple you well. And so as you grew up, just like most of us, you went the way of the world and really didn't have that personal, vibrant relationship with Christ. And when Robin's father died, she kind of went down there and you came to the funeral and the two of you got reconnected. And a couple weeks later, you sent her a text and it simply said, "Pray for me, I'm in a really bad place." And you really didn't realize how bad a place you were in, because 6 months later, an event was gonna happen in your life where it really was devastating and caused it to really fall apart. But through that text, God was preparing and building a foundation for you to be able to handle it. And you guys started studying the Bible together on the phone, I guess FaceTime, so maybe you could see each other. But you did that for a long time, very consistently. And how did that affect your life?
I had always...
Let me make sure it is. It's on. Okay, hold it up close, because we have a few people that have to, you know, okay, have a little mic.
I had always struggled with understanding the word, and I talked to Robin, and Robin said, "Let's pray that God will give you understanding." And at that time, I'd always heard that the Bible was the living word, but I didn't understand it. And at that time, everything that I would go through, I would open my Bible, and it was like the Lord was speaking to me through his word. So it really changed, and I thank God for that.
And you started experiencing a close personal relationship with Christ. What did that do? What did that do inside of you with your emotions as you started to really see and feel God was speaking to you?
I just felt an overwhelming love. Felt like I was walking the right path, growing, knowing the Lord. He was opening my eyes. It was as if like the scales fell off my eyes. I could see clearly.
And Buck, you saw a big change in her as this was happening. You saw her changing. And you saw her really going in the right direction, the direction that you knew you should be going, but you were actually at this time going in the opposite direction. And you had been drifting away from Christ and drifting away from the things that you knew that as you had grown up in church was supposed to be in your life, and without really realizing how far or where you could ever get, you were slipping into a very dark place, and in the situation you were in, without accountability, you ended up slipping into sexual sin. And how were you feeling during this time? What were your feelings as you were drifting away? How did you feel?
It was guilt and shame, and you know, I would talk with Kim at night, and I would see the growth that she was having, and about as low a point as a guy could really get to. Seeing my wife growing, the spiritual leader of her home that I was supposed to be, and I said, man, just a lot of guilt and shame, wanting to hide.
And you were kind of living at that time a double life. And I think last night as we were talking, Kim said she would come and try to share stuff with you, and you would be like, I don't, I don't want to hear that, because it just created this hopelessness and this guilt with you. And eventually, as a matter of fact, I think you told me that it created a lot of fear in you also, because you told me the other day that you felt like if you died, you were going to split hell wide open, was what you said. And so as you saw her developing this personal relationship with Christ, and you felt trapped and hopeless in where you were, when this finally was exposed, how did you feel then?
Almost a sense of relief that I wasn't hiding anymore. It was all out in the open. I was scared of what, you know, the chips were going to fall and the punishment for my sins. But at least I was free of the guilt of, you know, trying to hide it all.
Yeah. And many of us have been in that situation where we feel convicted by God. We feel trapped where we are. We're in so far we can't get out. We don't know how to serve God. And we feel like God would never, where we've come, God is never going to be able to forgive us. We're just going to have to suffer what happens. And Kim, when all this came out, I know it was a shock and it was a struggle for you. But because you had developed this relationship with God and were getting God's wisdom, somehow through the midst of all those emotions, you knew what God wanted you to do and what God wanted to happen. And so you gave him what I guess some people would call an ultimatum. But really what it was an open door. And what you told him is that that number one, he could not stay in that situation that allowed all of that temptation around, that he was going to have to quit his job, and that he was going to have to get his heart right with God if things could go forward. What gave you the ability in where you were to be able to offer forgiveness and have a hope of reconciliation?
God, that day, I said, do you want to stay? And it was not Kim talking, because Kim wanted to say, get out. But I could feel God talking through me. I've been through a divorce once. It's not an easy thing. It's a hard road. It might seem like the easy way out. It's not the easy way out. When we met, I always knew God put us together for a reason, and I never understood why. I never understood why. There was so many things I could sit here and tell stories that would blow your mind. How we met, what happened. But God, somehow in me, gave me the grace to say, if you will get this right, I can show you forgiveness, I can show you mercy, and we can try and work our marriage out.
Well, that was not the response you were expecting. And when you saw that heart that was offering a possibility of reconciliation and redemption and forgiveness, how did that affect you?
It showed me some hope that I didn't ever dream would be offered. It blew me away more. I just was dumbfounded by the thought that I actually could maybe be forgiven for it.
And it allowed you to believe that maybe God would forgive you too. And so in that step that you took, I think you said the first time we talked that it gave you hope that you could take a step of faith towards God.
Yes.
And as you've taken that step of faith towards God, what's happened? What has God done since you took the step you thought was impossible? But as the grace and wisdom that he gave Kim let you see a flicker of the forgiveness of God, when you stepped towards him and reached out, what happened in your life?
Pride, greed, and anger were to completely destroyed. I've been, for the last year and a half, I've been the most content I've ever been in my life with my worldly possessions, with my family. My heart's, my desires completely changed from things of this world to what God wants for me to do for for teaching me, for catching me up for his service to where I should be at this point in my life instead of where I'm really at.
And so with that desire, what do you concentrate on doing now?
On studying guides, on the study of God's word more than anything. I get up an extra, I'll say 30 minutes early every morning. That's my time with God. At night, we have a set time before we go to bed every night that we have a family Bible study, just me and Kim. We've
He stutters.
You haven't figured that all out yet. But we're at church every chance we get. There's a CR program up there, the Celebrate Recovery. We went through two 12-step programs with it. We're on the leadership team, just trying to search out God's will and just follow the rules that he sets up, not the legalistic side of it, but following God's word, what he wants us to do and how he wants me to act at work, at home, at church, wherever I'm at.
And Kim, as this has all come through, which I know was very, very difficult, but I know that in the long run, as it's played out, it's been worth it. And what changes have you seen first in Buck and then in your marriage?
I've seen full surrender from my husband to the Lord. I've seen him be our spiritual leader, where before I always carried that load. I got the kids to church. I went to church. He's the spiritual leader now. Our children do not even know our story, but they know there's a difference. And our children are older now, but they have seen a difference in me, because there was changes I needed to make as well. But in their dad, they have seen a major difference. And they've said stuff, but they don't know what's went on, our story, but they do know that something's changed. My marriage now is so much better. The Lord has just blessed me tremendously, mm-hmm. given me the marriage I always dreamed I could have.
Well, it's miraculous what God can do, and it's miraculous that God can redeem anything. And to think that you guys were, you were chasing money, never had enough things, and to see that God has brought you through this, pulled you together, and that you now have a partnership in ministering and helping others find Christ is pretty amazing. And we're grateful for that. And thank you for sharing that. Let me just pray for you. Father, we just thank you. I thank you first for Buck and Kim being vulnerable, but I also thank you for the desire that they had to share their testimony with people. And it is amazing what you can do in lives. There is nothing that is impossible for you. And you change hearts. And as your Holy Spirit changes our hearts and we seek you, everything is different. All the old things have passed away, and the new life in Christ is wonderful. And I thank you that you've let them experience that, and I thank you for them sharing that with us today. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, thank you. Thanks, Buck.